Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Go New York, go New York, go! Jalen Brunson is doing something that hasn't been done in decades, but can he lead this Knicks team to the promised land after beating the best team in the league last night? Plus, the West race is as tight as you could imagine with only two games to play. Who finishes higher, the Kings, Warriors, or Lakers? And he's known as the best pound-for-pound player ever. We'll ask and he will answer. Allen Iverson joins the show. NBA Today with your girl Shanae starts right now. So we are entering the final weekend of the NBA regular season. Just two games left for each team, but there's so much that can change. Take a look at the East. The team logos mean that they're still in the mix for that spot in the standings. Now, the only thing we know for sure is Boston at number one, and we know the 9-10 matchup. Beyond that, everything is fluid, as Stephen A. would say, very fluid. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet. I'm your girl, Shanae Ogunbowale, in for the one and only Malika Andrews. I'm joined by senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski, also Ramona Shelburne, and my big bro from another mother, Kendrick Perkins. Now, guys, it is, what's the song? I think this is more like closing time, right?
I know that one.
It's closing time in the NBA right now. And since we're focusing on the East, last night the Knicks were at the Celtics. Now, there was nothing to gain in the standings for Boston, but they brought their full starting lineup, and it did not matter for Jalen Brunson. Perk, I want you to see in this highlight. Watch. Jalen Brunson went off versus the Celtics. It's not if, it's when, it's how, it's who. He got buckets on Jalen Brown, 5 for 6 on Jalen Brown, Perk, but it was the whole team.
Absolutely, giving everybody their work, and all I keep hearing is about how elite the Boston Celtics wing defenders are, but he took turns giving each one of them their work. Here goes Jrue Holiday right here, one of the best in the business, no problem.
Look and how high one, that screen was, though. Look how high he's starting the action in that offense.
And I heard you, Perk, and one, son. Those are my words. Now to the third quarter. Brunson went 2 for 5, though, on Derrick White. Watch this. He pulls up, hits the three. So the list right now is Jalen Brown, Jrue Holiday, Derrick White, and the list gets longer.
Picking up
longer.
Full court.
Getting picked up full court. And then here's another switch on Jason Tatum. And Brunson went 2 for 2 on Tatum, Ramona.
Jason Tatum is a long, rangy wing defender who can actually get in front of Jalen Brunson, and he can't stay in front of Jalen Brunson, even though you know it's coming.
You know what it is? Can't stop, won't stop. Under 2 minutes left, Knicks up 91-67. Brunson knocks down right there. You got to guard him, the three, after no one switches
on him. 5 feet.
The Knicks win 118-109. Brunson had 39 points and 4 assists. Now, Jalen Brunson is now averaging 38.5 points per game in his last 8 games, the second most over an 8-game span in all of Knicks history, trailing only Bernard King in 1985. FYI, the franchise has been around for 78 seasons, which makes this truly remarkable. So, Perk, you are the president, ambassador, everything of the New York Knicks. If the Knicks and the Celtics meet in the playoffs, Perk, would Jalen Brunson possibly be the best player in that series?
Hell yeah, and I'm going to take it a step further. Outside of the Denver Nuggets and with Jokic, Jalen Brunson has the capability of being the best player in any series outside of Jokic. Look, when it comes down to it, I don't know what other size we have to see. We got the appetizer, we then got the entree, and damn it, he's giving us the dessert right now. And he's doing more with less. So let's talk about the MVP conversation. He should be top 3 right now. He has been the best player in the Eastern Conference. Every time he go up against any of the top dogs in the East, he come out victorious. And we think about what he's doing right now. No other all-star on the side of him. No disrespect to OG Anunoby. We know what he brings to the table. No disrespect to Josh Hart. We know what he brings to the table. Isaiah Hartenstein has been playing exceptional basketball. But it's no other young superstar caliber player that is playing right now that doesn't have an all-star caliber player playing alongside of him. SGA, he got Jalen Williams. Luka, he has Kyrie Irving. Jalen Brunson, at 6 foot, is doing it by himself with a collective of role players. Talk to me nice.
You did just have Allen Iverson on, you know, he's going to be on the show later today. So I understand where we are and where this ranks in history. Jason Tatum would like a word, though. Okay, like Jason Tatum would be the best player in that series. And that's not a disrespect to Jalen Brunson by any means. And I'm actually curious what Woj thinks, because, like, you've done your whole career in the East Coast, in New York, covering the Knicks, covering the teams out there. Have you ever seen a player come into the Garden like this?
What Jalen Brunson has done, not just this season for the Knicks, but coming out of Villanova, he wasn't a mystery. He was the National Player of the Year in college basketball. He won multiple national championships in Villanova. He didn't play out of the spotlight. He still wasn't a first-round pick. The Mavericks had a chance to sign him to a really low extension number. They didn't do it fast enough. Yeah. They lose him in free agency. Even the Knicks didn't really know, and they know him better than anybody. His dad's on the staff. His former agent, Leon Rose, is their president. They didn't expect this, that they were signing. They knew they were getting an all-star, a potential all-star point guard. They're getting a player now who can be the best player on a legitimate contender. And what Brunson has done, not just this season, it is hard to remember a player who has taken steps the way he has. And you stop saying that he can't be the best player on a championship team, because every time you say that's as far as you can go with Jalen Brunson, he elevates it again.
Yeah, Perk, I know you made a sound.
And you know
like,
what's crazy? Well, you know what's crazy is this, right? It's not crazy. I like Woj on set with no tie, but I love the Woj that comes with a tie. Because damn it, if you're going to be speaking the gospel like that, then keep speaking it. Because here's the thing, right? The last time the Knicks was this relevant, I believe it was 2011, they're on pace to have a 50-win season right now. Do we realize that? They're also on pace to secure possibly the number two seed, which I think Milwaukee is actually trying to get the number three seed. Again, Jalen Brunson is doing more with less than any other superstar.
And you see, too, you know, teams reflect, the personality of teams reflect their best player.
True.
And the reason the Knicks have overcome the injuries they've had this season is they follow his lead, which is he competes every night. He doesn't take nights off. Their identity is Jalen Brunson. And certainly it's what Tom Thibodeau has wanted to build in New York. It's worked in the regular season. The idea that they could have the second seed with all the injuries they've had, Randall out, OG Anunoby missing as many games as he's had. But will it translate in the playoffs when you get into long series with teams where what we saw from the Celtics defensively last night is going to look different in the playoffs?
Let's stick there, though, with the Boston Celtics, because that's a good point, because the Celtics have dropped back-to-back games, and Joe Mazzulla doesn't seem too pleased with what he's seeing.
What I would say is that we just got out tough the last two games. We haven't played to our standard. I've turned to physicality. The game has shifted a little bit. It's going to shift even more in the playoffs.
I did not like the effort level in the first half, but like you said, I think it's just a tough spot to be in. You know, I think I thought our guys have handled that as best as they could. And you ran into our last two games against two teams that are highly, highly desperate. And as much as we want to be able to simulate that, that's just not the position that we're in.
It's weird because typically, you know, Perk is high as a former Boston Celtic, but he's high on the Knicks. So, Perk, I'm wondering, do you have a word to describe the Celtics right now?
It's been a minute. It took a lot of research, but I do got one. It's hubris, okay? It's hubris. Put the definition up there. Damn it, for the world can see it. Yeah, it's hubris. Here we go right here. The word of the day is hubris when it comes down to the Boston Celtics. And basically what it is this, right? It comes to the fact of excessive pride and self-confidence, arrogance, okay? And here's why. When you look at the Celtics, we all have played a role in crowning them too early, right? Oh, they have the best team in basketball. Yeah, obviously they have the best record. Oh, they have the best starting five in basketball. Oh, they traded for Kristaps Porzingis. They're really ready to take it to another level. But can we pump the brakes real quick? Because they actually got to complete the mission. The Celtics haven't done a damn thing. Their season actually doesn't start till April the 20th. So they got to stay humble through the process. They got to stay locked in through the process. It can't come off as, oh, we already clinched. We're just waiting on the postseason. No, every single night that you step foot on the floor, you have to be consistent. And people thought I was overreacting when I saw the Celtics lose two games back-to-back to the Atlanta Hawks. No, the whispers were out. If you get physical with this team, you have a chance. If you make it close going into the fourth quarter or late in the stretch, you definitely have a chance. And they need to change this narrative and make sure these last two games, even if they're starters and they five doesn't play, the others need to come out and compete at a high level, and they need to get ready to go into April the 20th, the postseason, and get ready to, you know, bust them you know what.
Perk, you are overreacting. You are overreacting. 62 wins. They are 13 games ahead of the rest of the Eastern Conference. They are 6 games ahead of the defending champion Denver Nuggets. No one is going to sprint through 82 games. True. They've done it in a way almost nobody else in this league has. They have lapped the Eastern Conference. They will catch their breath and be ready when the postseason starts. I don't have any concerns about that.
Denver did the same thing last March, right? Denver was in the one seed.
I've got
a bad March. I think Jokic lost the MVP by how poorly they played in March because they were trying to just get to the postseason.
And look, I have to stand with my people here. I'm sorry, Perk, because the Nuggets finished the regular season 2-5 last season, and then they rolled through the playoffs with a 16-4 record to the championship. There is pressure for them to win, but
we'll
I do think
back.
They did their job. A 13-game buffer is a lot. We will come back because still to come right here. On NBA Today, Steph and the Dubs are slowly moving up the standings one game at a time. But is it too little, too late to get to 8? Wyatt might come down to tonight's game against Zion and the Pelicans. Plus, the Lakers are all the way down to 10th in the West. Will LeBron and AD be healthy enough to make one last push? We have their latest on their statuses. And he changed the game. He changed the culture of the game forever. The one, the only, Allen Iverson joins the show in just a few minutes. NBA Today with your girl Sinead. We'll be right back.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
A fight to finish. Zion and the Pelicans are fighting for their lives to stay out of the play-in tournament. They were in Sacramento last night, so let's run the highlight. Producer Matt, Kings hosting the Pelicans. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. A very scary sight, though, for the Pelicans. Zion goes up for the layup, the lay-in, but lands on his wrist on the way down. He would go to the locker room, but good news. He returned in the second half. A little concerning, but then it's good. Now let's jump to the fourth quarter where the Pelicans lead by 11. Zion, I mean, he's been a force in the paint.
I mean, he just give him the ball and get out the way. Look, it's unbelievable the ball skills he has, the quickness he has right now, the ability to finish at the rim. That man, when he gets going downhill, there's no stopping.
Yep, Pels win 135-123. Williamson, 31 points, 6 assists, and 3 steals. And here's how the Pelicans can avoid the play-in tournament. They have to either win their final two games, the Suns lose their final two games, or if both teams go 1-1. That's because New Orleans leads Phoenix by just a game, and the Suns have the tiebreaker. Now, sticking in the West, the Warriors were in Portland last night in a must-win game if they want to move up the standing. So let's see Steph Curry and the Warriors visiting the Blazers. I mean, Steph Curry, this was in the fourth quarter. They were down, and then Steph started doing Steph.
Well, Steph Curry was playing. Draymond and Clay had the night off, but That's a lot to ask Steph Curry to carry you in this game.
He's been doing it all year, kind of.
All year. And now they have a back-to-back tonight. But they got everything on the line tonight. Can't lose this game up in Portland.
Yep, and then there was a bad pass by Scoot Henderson right there. Curry comes in with a loose ball. Huge play right here for the Warriors. Curry had 22 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds as the Warriors go on to win 192. Now, the Warriors have won 9 of 10. 9 of 10. Ooh. But with the Pelicans' win over the Kings, they can no longer move up to 7. Sorry, Bay Area. They do have a 30% chance to get the 8th seed, according to ESPN Analytics, and will need a Kings loss to do that. So grab your popcorn, because tonight will be a playoff-type atmosphere in the Chase Center, because New Orleans is tied with the Celtics for the best road record in the entire league this season. So, Perk, which team has the edge tonight, the Pelicans or the Warriors?
I'm going with the youth. I'm not talking about Jonathan, Kaminga, and Pajemski. I'm going with Zion Williamson, point Zion, the one that his jawbone is actually showing right now, because he's so in shape and he's been dominating in all facets. And then I'm going with the wing position of the New Orleans Pelicans. Murphy, this kid could flat out go defending on both ends of the floor. We know with C.J. McCollum, we saw he had a 30-piece plus last night. He's been balling out of control. They have great depth on their bench. And also, they're ready. They're ready. Willie Green has these boys fired up. I'm looking, they coming in on a back-to-back. They win these next two games. They know they secure the sixth spot. I'm going with the Pelicans.
So, Ramona, I know you follow Golden State very closely. They're coming into the play-in or playoffs pretty hot. Where are you taking?
I mean, I'm going to give the edge to the home team, but it's just a slight nod just because they're back home at Chase Center. I know it's not a long drive from Sacramento to San Francisco, which is what the Pelicans are going to have to do. But they rested Draymond. They rested Klay Thompson to be ready for this game. This is for everything. And whenever the Warriors are tired, whenever you think they're done, that man, number 30, usually comes up with a big one. Last year, I thought they were done. He scored 50 against the Kings in Game 7. I don't even know how he was still standing up. He was so tired. But I feel like this game is for everything, and they do have home court advantage here. Although Pelicans are a great road team, and I think like they do have the ability to shoot the lights out and get a big lead here.
That is true. But let's go big picture for a moment, because here's how the West play-in race stands with 2 games to go. So the Pelicans and the Suns are fighting for the 6th seed to avoid the play-in tournament, while the Kings, Warriors, and Lakers are tied for the 8 through 10 spot. And they all try to make it look like, what, try to get to that 7-8 game? That's what they're looking up at. So the Suns are fighting to stay out of the play-in tournament. So, Perk, do you think the Suns need 6th, really, that 6th spot to contend for a title this year?
Contend for a title? Who's contending for a title? The Phoenix Suns?
Well, when we started the season, that was the standard.
We all came back to reality on this one. Look, the Phoenix Suns, whether they get in the playoffs or not, their ceiling is the second round. You cannot trust this team. They don't trust themselves. The lack of leadership is something that we've been harping on all season long. Who is going to be the leader? Who is going to be the guy that has the ball in their hands when it matters the most, especially in the fourth quarter? Is Kevin Durant, is he willing to get uncomfortable? I can't sit up here and put faith or trust in the Phoenix Suns to say that they can make a serious run for us getting to the conference finals or the finals. In this Western Conference, when we're talking about the Nuggets, the Timberwolves, the Mavs, the Clippers, however you want to call it, the Suns are not better than either one of those teams.
Yeah, I think New Orleans hold on to that 6th seed because they have the Lakers Sunday, final game of the year, and guess who is talking about making his return that game? Brandon Ingram. Ooh. Loves to give his old team the business. He's been out for a while. He's talking about coming back that last game. He would love nothing more than to play spoiler, keep them in the 6, send the Lakers to the 10.
Too many spoilers, too many sleepers in the West. It's going to be wild, but the playoffs are going to be very, very fun. But you know what's also fun? Coming up next, MVP and Hall of Famer Allen Iverson joins the show to talk about his new statue that just was unveiled just moments ago. Do not miss that at all. And Caitlin Clark, she's gearing up to hear her name called on Monday's WNBA draft. Me and my partner in crime, Andrea Carter, show you why she is truly one of a kind. Plus, The Lakers have two games to try and move up the standings. Ugh, that's a short list of games. And all of that depends on the health of their two-headed monster in LeBron and AD. We have the latest on their status next. NBA Today, we'll be right back.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
At least once a game, this guy will do something that makes you just fall out of your seat. And that's one of them. Take a look at this.
Do you love this game?
Too strong.
Oh, no. Atlas, when AI has been going off.
That is a sensational move from Allen Iverson.
Philadelphia loves Allen. I don't think they will ever forget Allen. Maybe there'll be a statue one day.
A true basketball legend is joining us right now, an MVP, 11-time All-Star, 4-time scoring champ, and one of the true legends of the hoops world, Allen Iverson. Welcome to NBA Today.
Thanks for having me.
Always, 10 years ago, you had your jersey retired by the Sixers. Now, earlier this morning, the team unveiled your statue on Legends Walk, joining the Philly greats of Barkley, Wilt Chamberlain, Dr. J. What does it mean to finally have a statue?
Man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's something that I never dreamed of. But I think the most important thing for me is realizing that I didn't do this by myself. You know, both of you guys played the game, and you know that you can't do it by yourself, man. So many intricate people that's in your life that help you, you know what I mean, accomplish any goals that you accomplish.
Yeah, and you are one of the greats in the game. And on a recent podcast, LeBron James called you and Steph Curry the two most influential players in NBA history. What was your reaction to hearing that?
I mean, you know, it was a good feeling. You know, I know I had a lot to do with the culture, you know, and Steph is who he is, you know what I mean? And it was just a great feeling for, you know, a great like that to recognize me in such a way.
Hey, Big Perk here, man. First off, I want to give you flowers, man, and tell you I appreciate you for what you've done for the game. You know, I grew up watching you 5X t-shirts, you know what I'm saying, do-rag chain hanging to my belly button. Real talk, man, I appreciate you. I'm proud of you, and congratulations, you know, on getting your statue. So thinking about, you know, Steph, Braun, KD, those guys being at the back end of their career, when you look at the young stars, young superstars that are coming, Tyrese Maxey, SGA, Luka, Anthony Edwards, in your eyes, who do you think is the next face of the NBA?
Tough one.
Man, Luka is crazy, man. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
His skill set is just, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, Perk, man, this guy's scoring 70, man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know.
It's I so know. Wide open. And I saw when you and Steve was debating when they was talking about me scoring what I would score in this era. But it's just wide open. Like, it's basically like if you beat your man, which was the easiest thing in the world to do for me. If you beat the guy that's guarding you, then where's the help? The center a lot of time is not standing under the basket like he do. You know what I mean? Like he used to when you got to run right to the Shaq after you beat somebody. It's hard to guard Luka one-on-one, man. Like, and his skill is so crazy.
And AI, what do you think you would do right now in this era of the NBA?
I just know, you know, I don't want to keep harping on it, but I just know it was always never a problem for me to beat the guy that's guarding me. You know what I mean? So I just think about if the game is that wide open, then, you know, I would create too much havoc because, you know, once I beat my man, everything's wide open.
Yep, and the game is wide open, not just on the men's side. It's also the women's side. And I want to switch over to the college ranks because Philly native Dawn Staley just won another national championship for South Carolina. Do you think she's getting enough love for all that she has done and is continuing to do right now for the game?
She should. I know she get it from me. I love Dawn. She's so competitive. You know what I mean? She was my favorite player when she was at Virginia. You know, I'm from Virginia, so I used to love Dawn anyway. You know what I mean? I just think she's a beautiful person, man. She's a great coach. You know what I mean? She recruit well, and people want to play for her. You know what I'm saying? And I think she's earning her flowers. You know what I mean? If you don't want to give them to her, she's going to take them. And I love everything about Dawn.
Yeah, she truly is a great ambassador for the game. And since we're talking about college, the NCAA tournament just wrapped up. And we saw something that we never had really seen before. The women's tournament outrated the men's behind the electric play of players like Caitlin Clark. So I'm curious, if you watched, what did you make of her game?
Man, shoot the blood out of the ball. You know what I mean? Like, I never seen anything like it. You know what I mean? I mean, and then just how aggressive she is, you know, and not just scoring the basketball, getting her teammates involved as well. I think she's so great for the game. You know what I mean? It was a pleasure watching her, and I just think down the road she's going to only get better. You know what I mean? And, you know, college basketball for women is only going to get better because there's so many little girls out there that look up to her that's working every day to try to get on their level.
And very similarly, a lot of young players looked up to you, AI, which makes this remarkable. Now, there's only two games left of the regular season, so we have to get your finals predictions. Who do you have going all the way?
Us and Denver.
Sixers and Denver.
You already know I'm going with us. I'm not going to never go against us. You know it. I'm not going to do it. I like what we got. I mean, I'm confident in it. You know what I mean? We got
you should back. Be the East wide open. East is wide open outside
that's
of the Celtics.
That's why I love the listening East is wide to you because you've been there and done that, man. That's why I love listening to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
been there and done that. You know, one thing I know is you know what you're talking about.
That's a fact. Love working with Perk every day. And there was a really cool moment when Joel Embiid, AI, returned. He after the win, he ran over to you at the side of the court. What was that moment like?
I mean, just, I don't know. I got, there's no, I was happy about it. Chill bumps running all through my body. I was proud of him. You know what I mean? I know he had to have some jitters. You know, the first game coming back after off an injury like that. And then we won, what, six in a row now? Something like that, six in a row. Mm-hmm. And I just know we got our groove. We got our confidence. You know what I mean? And his confidence is building more and more. And if he get back into the form he was before he got hurt, look out.
Building more and more at the right time. Now, before we let you go, I have to ask you, this is a deep cut. Do you know what you were doing 27 years ago today?
27 years ago today?
Mm-hmm.
Off the court.
On the court. On the court. On the court.
What I was doing, I was hooping.
Not just hooping. You dropped your first 50-point game of your career as a rookie against the Cavs. Mm.
Oh, see, I didn't even know. See, I didn't even know 27 years ago was my. That's how long I've been away from the game. I didn't think that was my rookie season.
It's all good.
Look, Allen Iverson here. The answer is going to heaven.
Absolutely. Yo, my bucket list is complete. Getting to chat with you, AI, one of the legends in the game. Congratulations on the statue, and we truly appreciate you stopping by.
I'm a big fan. I watch y'all every day. Know it.
Oh my goodness, I still have goosebumps from that conversation. Now, coming up, back in 1996, AI was the number one pick in the NBA draft, but who could go this year number one? We'll tell you next on NBA Today.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Bang. Bang! It went out with a bang!
Mike Breen?
You said bang. That's my line.
Well, I meant more of like an electrical fire bang.
Like this?
Bang! No, like bang! 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 That's a pretty good bang. But what are we gonna do about this bang?
Oh, you don't need a catchphrase. You need a jingle. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm is here to help.
Bang! He really went out with a bang.
The NBA on ESPN, presented by State Farm.
It's NBA Today with more standings updates. The Chicago Bulls have locked up home court in their 9-10 play-in matchup against the Atlanta Hawks, thanks to 39 from DeMar DeRozan against the Pistons. That makes it three straight games with 30 for DeMar DeRozan, his longest streak over the last two seasons. Now, on the other side, the loss was the 67th on the year for Detroit, their most in a season in franchise history. Now, these teams will be paying very close attention to the lottery, which is May 12th, a month away. The Pistons and the Wizards have the best odds to pick first at 14%. Now, if the Spurs and Hornets remain tied, they would follow at just over 13% chance at number one. While we all knew Wemby was going to be the top overall pick last year out of France, our own Malika Andrews just sat down with another top French prospect that may be following in his footsteps.
The same way where Wembanyama, French kid, came in and made his name in Vegas.
The story of these two Ignite Perth games has to be Alex Saar.
Alex Saar is one of the best young prospects in the world. Alex Saar, he's showing you everything in his bag tonight.
People are watching Alex Saar very closely this season. He's a candidate to be number one.
Joining us now is the 7'1" center for the Perth Wildcats, Alex Saar. Thank you so much for stopping by NBA Today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, you're here for a very special reason with really special news. So I'm just going to give you the floor.
Yeah, so first of all, you know, like with all the work I put in since I was a kid starting basketball, and you know, like all the coaches, great coaches I have, and all my family that's around me every day, my brother, my parents, you know, I think it's really important into what made me like the person I am today and the basketball player I am today.
Absolutely.
And with that being said, I just make it official that I'm declaring for the 2024 NBA draft.
That's incredible, Alex. Congratulations. That is such huge news. It's such a special moment going into the 2024 NBA draft. Many of our viewers are familiar with your game, but really, I think this year it's as wide open near the top as it's been, and you're kind of right there in that conversation.
Yeah.
Why do you think that you should hear your name call first? What are teams getting when they draft you?
I think I bring a lot of versatility to the game. You know, I can guard a lot of positions in on defense and offensively. You know, I don't think there's much I can't do, and I think that's what separates me.
You were born in France. You played for the Overtime Elite. I really think you have a complete view of basketball. Why do you think international players right now are having this moment? And, you know, Frenchman and Victor Wembanyama being the number one pick last year.
Yeah, I think European basketball is just growing. You know, it's been great for many years, but nowadays, like, more and more young players that's coming out of Europe and coming to the NBA and making a difference. And I think that's just with, you know, like the IQ and the way basketball is played over there.
For those who don't know, although most people do know this, that your brother, Olivier Saar, he plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. What advice has he given you as you head into this process?
Yeah, you know, he just tells me to trust my work and, you know, like, believe in myself and enjoy it, because he goes by really fast.
As you think about June and the NBA draft, and there's so many things that go into it, the workouts, what you're going to wear, all of the different stuff that comes with it, have you taken a moment to step back and think about what a young Alex would think about all of this?
I mean, I haven't really did that yet. I think I'll probably do that after the draft. But I think young Alex would probably be proud of where I am right now, and he would tell me to keep working, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Who are you looking to when you think about, you know, the people that you want to share this with? Sometimes guys say that the thing they're most looking forward to is buying their mother a house with their first paycheck or whatever that moment is.
Yeah.
When you think about that, what is that for you?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I'm really excited to share that moment with my brother, you know, because I followed what he did when he was in college and everything, and we went through all his draft process, and now we get to going through mine. I think it's going to be a really special moment for both of us.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And maybe, I don't know, then we can recreate this photo that we have going on behind us. That'll be sort of the next step. Alex, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today, and congratulations on declaring officially for the 2024 NBA Draft.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thanks, Malika. Alex Saar will definitely be in the running for the number one overall pick. But Woj, as Malika outlined, it feels like it's wide open when it comes to that number one pick. Is there another top prospect that we should be thinking about?
Yeah, the fastest rising prospect in this draft on NBA team boards, Donovan Clingan from the University of Connecticut. He tells me now that he has entered the 2024 NBA draft.
Wow.
7'2", 7'7" wingspan.
Ooh.
He's number 3 on Jonathan Gamboni's list of top 100 prospects, and absolutely in the conversation to be the number 1 overall pick. Tremendous shot blocker, tremendous physical instincts around the basket. His offensive game has grown rapidly. And this is as fundamentally sound of a big man, young American big man, as you've seen come in the draft from Dan Hurley at the University of Connecticut, his high school coach Tim Barrett at Bristol Central High School just down the road. And a great example, I think, for young players that you don't have to go away to a prep school, to a basketball factory, to develop into a great player, to get great high school coaching, to win back-to-back championships, be a cornerstone of that at a place like UConn. And now Donovan Clingan goes into this draft, 7'2", 20 years old, and he will absolutely be in that conversation for the number 1 overall pick.
I'm just closing my eyes, seeing the San Antonio Spurs. Number 1 with a chance to have some Twin Towers again. Oh.
But honestly, Coach, I love this because as a product of a public school and as a visitor of Bristol Central and the amazing Gail Dickow, it really shows you that community matters to young players' success. So congratulations to him. That is phenomenal. There may be questions as to who the top pick in the NBA draft is, but not so much in the W, because the W's draft is Monday night on ESPN and the app. Our coverage begins with WNBA Countdown at 7 Eastern from Brooklyn. And as I alluded to it, Iowa's Caitlin Clark is the overwhelming favorite to go number 1 to the Indiana Fever. My girl Andrea Carter and I broke down what makes her so special. Check it out. What's up? It's Shanae Ogwumike and Andrea Carter. Welcome to the ESPN Film Room. It's time for a baller breakdown.
We're going to take a look at one of the players that's broken records on the men's and women's side, Caitlin Clark. And let me tell you this, everything that Caitlin Clark does starts with her range. Not just range, we're talking range for days.
Yes.
35 feet. As soon as she crosses half court, she is in range. And that creates so much space on the floor for her to operate.
But it's not just 35 feet, Drea.
It's 39 feet. You know how many shots she has hit from this spot on the floor?
More than anybody else.
So much space for her to operate, you have to get out.
Correct. But you're a guard. I'm a post. True. You gotta still feed the big girl. One thing I love about Caitlin Clark is that she has excellent vision in transition. She's able to find her teammates because everyone has to guard her when she crosses half court. She attracts what, double, triple team?
So many defenders are right locked in on Caitlin.
She attracts the whole dang team, and so she's able to cook in transition.
And that's the reason why when you look at Caitlin, people talk about her as a scorer, but she's the only player that's had 3,000 points and 1,000 assists.
Yes.
So many eyes are on Caitlin. Look at all the heads that are turned towards Caitlin when she has the ball in her hands. She's looking to score. She can pull up at any time.
Yes.
But her passes, velocity and accuracy. That's what posts love.
They're on point.
They're on point.
Shooters
love it.
Thank you. Led the nation in scoring, but also led the nation in assists. Don't sleep on that.
Also, 40-point triple-double in an NCAA tournament game. The only player to do so. She has made her mark in the college game. She'll leave a mark in the next level as well.
Busy time in the hoops world, but it's time for Before We Bounce, brought to you by SiriusXM. And this is fun. Not only is Sunday the final regular season home game at Crypto.com for the Clippers, but it's a chance for fans to get their very own Steve Ballmer bobblehead.
I need one of those.
Like, is this the first time we've got a courtside owner bobblehead?
I would have to do a deep dive and research on that. But you know what? Good for Steve having a little fun with himself.
And it looks just like him. I mean, it's spot on, y'all. Now, coming up right here on NBA Today, will LeBron and AD have enough to move out of the 10th spot in the West? Anthony Davis has a message for the rest of the season. Hear that next.
Is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
Ooh, I can't believe it. Is that T-Pain? Sunday is the final day of the regular season with all 30 teams are in action. And first round playoff fates will be decided. We've got Jalen Brunson and the Knicks hosting, and then the Bulls. And then LeBron and the Lakers take on Zion and the Pelicans. Coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 12:30 Eastern. There is so much to be decided in terms of seeding in the West with just two games left. Massive games tonight with even bigger implications will help form the playoff picture. That means it's time for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. Let's go. Let's start with the West with Pelicans and Warriors. New Orleans looking to avoid the play-in while the Dubs are trying to work their way up to the 7-8 game. So, Perk, who you got in this one?
I'm going with the youngsters. I'm going with Herb Jones, Zion Williamson, CJ McCollum. I'm going with the Pelicans on this one.
And fans of both of these teams will be keeping an eye on the Suns and Kings game, which is also going to help crystallize the play-in picture out West. So, Ramona, who are you taking in Sacramento?
You know, I'm going to go with the Suns. I think they're both desperate teams, but I think the star power is going to carry them. Sacramento's been sliding. De'Aaron Fox had a little ankle thing he's going to play through, but still not great.
All right, let's stay in the West. The Thunder are still alive for the one seed in the
they
West.
Are.
While the Bucks can finish anywhere from 2-4 in the East. Perk, no Giannis, Dame is doubtful. Who wins tonight?
The Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah. Look, I feel like Milwaukee actually want to get to that third spot. I'm not going to say that they're, you know, ducking smoke, but OKC, they got the smoke ready for them. J-Dub, back SGA ready to handle business.
Okay, a little down the standings with two games left. Both the Pacers and the Cavs can either finish with home court in the first round or in the play-in tournament. Ramona, who do you see getting the dub in Cleveland?
I'm going to go with Cleveland because of the home team, but also because they're finally getting right. They've got all their guys back from injuries. It's taken them a while to find the way they want to play again, but the more they play together, the better they'll do.
True. Last up, the Sixers are putting the league's longest active win streak on the line at 6 games when they host the Magic. Perk, can Philly keep it rolling, or do you see Orlando making a push to get home court?
Philly don't have a choice. Damn it, don't they have a statue of AI outside the arena? Ain't it a special night?
Yep.
Philly's going to continue to stand on business tonight.
That's who we've got. Who are you picking? Download the ESPN Bet app to get started. New customers receive $100 in bonus bets once they place their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. Big part. Looking good right there now. The Lakers have a crucial game in Memphis tonight. They were without Anthony Davis on Tuesday, which amounted in a loss to Golden State. Now remember, AD was hit in the face on Sunday versus Minnesota. He is expected to play tonight, listed as probable, and spoke to the media at shoot-around this morning.
Our job is to focus on these next two for the game tonight and then on Sunday. At the end of the day, no matter where you are, in the same, you still have to win. So for us, it's about taking one game at a time, whether that's 10th place, 9th place, 8th. That's our mindset. Like, no matter where we are, we just got to win.
So Anthony Davis, he says he feels great and the Lakers are going to need him. I feel like that is an understatement next week as LA is locked into the play-in bracket. So Perk, is health the only thing that can keep the Lakers from advancing to the playoffs?
No, the rest of the West is keeping them from advancing to the playoffs, right? And look, think about the teams that are in the play-in tournament. They're not trash. That like they're really good teams. They're just in a great conference. So when you think about the Lakers, one, yes, you need Anthony Davis and LeBron James on the floor. They have been on the floor for majority of the season. But you need others to rise to the occasion. You need D'Angelo Russell to continue to be consistent, right? You need Austin Reeves to continue to do what he's been doing best. You need Rui to continue to deliver what he's been delivering on both ends of the floor. So they got to get it done collectively. Health is one thing, but it's just they're in a tough conference is which is making it difficult.
You know what I keep thinking about is, you know, we look at these teams and the Lakers are in 10th and Warriors are 9th. Okay, do you know how many 45 wins would have, what seed 45 wins would have got you last year in the West?
Thank you.
The 4 seed. Mm-hmm. The 4 seed. The Phoenix Suns had 45 wins last year and they were the 4 seed. So you can look at the play-in tournament and say, oh, it's a disaster if you were in the play-in. It's the Warriors, it's the Lakers, the Suns. But they all have more wins than they had last year. When they were higher seeds, the Lakers were the 7 last year with 43 wins, and so this is not a failure by these teams. That's just how good the Western Conference is.
But this is an anomaly because, okay, Perk, who do you feel the best about in the Western Conference? I'm assuming the Nuggets.
It's the Nuggets. Outside of that, it's a lot of other teams. You got the Timberwolves, right? We see how they're playing right now, feisty on the defensive side of things. The Dallas Mavericks, although they got a tough matchup with the Clippers, the Pelicans at the 6th spot, they're balling right now. They could be a sleeper. This is just a great conference. But if I had to give the edge to anybody, it's the defending champs. It's Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. The best player in basketball, the best duo in basketball, Jokic and Murray, and the best starting five in basketball with Murray, Jokic, Porter, Gordon, and Caldwell Pope.
I think the Dallas Mavericks would like a word.
Ooh.
Because that has been the hottest team over the past month of the season. We won number one defense since the All-Star break. Like, they've been running again. And I think in that second round, if that ends up being the second round matchup with Denver, that could be interesting.
Very interesting. And if you saw that
graphic. They got to get through the first.
They do. That is true. But, like, it's crazy that we have 2 games left for the NBA, and there's still so many different iterations that we could see of the standings. Each logo represents a shot that the team has still remaining with just, what, 3-4 days left? This has been
I'm glad there's a play-in tournament because all those teams deserve to be
in. We got to see LeBron and Steph still. We got to have that play-in. Thank you so much for joining us. The last weekend of the regular season is upon us as we put a permanent marker on the standing.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.